Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, we're diving into the world of microcontrollers, Python-driven innovation, and community-powered hardware projects. The Python for Microcontrollers newsletter has been a staple resource for anyone passionate about coding and tinkering with hardware. From beginners building their first project, to professionals steering advanced technologies. Every week, the newsletter plugs you straight into the most important happenings, and today, I'm breaking down its highlights for all you makers and tech enthusiasts down under. Let's kick things off with our featured project, the VoiceBox FX, a brilliant demonstration of Python's adaptability when paired with microcontrollers. VoiceBox FX lets you record up to 20 seconds of your own audio, play it back, and even manipulate your recordings with handy pitch controls and effects, like reverb and delay. Everything from adjusting the pitch slider to tweaking the effects via rotary potentiometers is handled through an intuitive interface, all powered by Python. It's the sort of project that bridges fun experimentation with deeper technical skill. Ideal for anyone considering audio application development. Building on that, the newsletter's filled with hands-on tutorials and inventive ideas aimed at helping you level up your expertise, no matter your current skill set. For example, there's an in-depth guide to constructing a pocket-sized root finder using the Raspberry Pi Pico, teaching you how to implement Dijkstra's algorithm for efficient pathfinding. It's more than just a fun project, it's a real-life application of a classic computer science concept adapted for portable, embedded systems development. If you've ever found yourself eager to blend solid technical foundations with hands-on builds, this newsletter is practically custom-made for you. But Python for Microcontrollers isn't just about the projects. It's about keeping you current with the latest software updates and ecosystem improvements. This week, there's big news from the Rust Caroodles project, which released version 0.10 and made serious strides towards compatibility with the GNU/GNET new core utilities. The update boasts a massive jump in test success, now passing 645 out of 690 tests, compared to 625 previously. Alongside those improvements come new command options and a stronger focus on security, something every developer should have on their radar. Speaking of security, this week also saw important updates from the likes of Debian, Magia, Oracle, Red Hat, and SUSE, all rolling out critical patches for a host of packages. These aren't updates you want to snooze, especially if you're deploying or developing on these platforms. They're your frontline defense in today's digital landscape. With vulnerabilities constantly evolving, staying up to date is not just good practice, it's essential for protecting your projects and data. Pivoting to hardware, this edition highlights some truly creative designs forged by the maker community. Take the minimalist bamboo LED kit lamp, for example. A modern lighting solution that manages to look stunning while remaining stable and practical. Its clean lines and modular assembly represent a growing trend, hardware that's as much about form as it is about function. Equally noteworthy is the magnetic PCB vise, a brilliant tool designed for hobbyists and engineers wrestling with tight, complex board layouts. The beauty of these creations is that they're not just useful, they're accessible. You can build, modify, and adapt them to your own workshop. These examples capture the very essence of what drives the community: constant learning, sharing, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with limited resources. And that sharing isn't just within the newsletter itself, it's happening across social media, online forums, and local makerspaces. Readers are encouraged to contribute their own projects, feedback, and testimonials, making it a true collaboration that supports newcomers and seasoned pros alike. One thing that's abundantly clear: engaging with this community will accelerate your learning and open new pathways, whether you're tackling your first build or taking a deep dive into IoT. Moving from grassroots innovation to enterprise-scale advancements, let's talk about a cutting-edge topic from the world of networking. At the 2026 Linux Storage File System, Memory Management, and BPF Summit, Jordan Reif led a session on the evolving role of BPF programs in containerized environments. Specifically, the discussion centered around granting BPF programs the necessary permissions to operate smoothly across different network namespaces in Kubernetes. This is a big deal for anyone building cloud-native solutions, since effective namespace navigation is crucial for robust network performance and security. As Kubernetes continues to shape the future of distributed computing, expect even more developments aimed at improving efficiency, adaptability, and control. On a related note, advancements in automation and artificial intelligence are making serious strides in other fields, most notably with autonomous vehicles. Waymo's CEO recently provided some keen insights on why achieving full driverless autonomy goes far beyond simple camera vision. Unlike human drivers, vehicles need a blend of sensors to match and exceed what our eyes can do. Cameras, LiDAR, and radar are all required together to create a safer, more responsive driving system, able to handle unexpected scenarios and dark corners of the road. This multi-sensor approach doesn't just meet regulatory safety standards, it sets a new bar for what autonomous cars can achieve across global markets. Looking at the technology holistically, it's clear we're only scratching the surface of what's possible when code and hardware work together seamlessly, bringing it all together. The Python for Microcontrollers newsletter is more than an update log. It's a window into the future of embedded computing and community-driven innovation. Not only do you get practical tutorials and inspiring project stories, you gain access to curated resources, direct feedback from fellow innovators, and the confidence to try something new. The newsletter stands out as an ad-free, spam-free hub dedicated to keeping you and your team one step ahead in an ever-changing field. Each edition is designed to keep you glued to the latest trends, from hardware prototyping and open-source tools to the evolving best practices in Python programming. And if you're not yet a subscriber, now's the time. Dive in, get involved, and bring your own maker journey to the global stage. Whether you're after project blueprints, guidance on software updates, or just a shot of inspiration, this is the place to be for every Python-powered creator. As we wrap up, I want to spotlight the vibrant community that's grown around the newsletter. Testimonials keep rolling in from makers, educators, and even students, all highlighting how invaluable this resource has been on their own tech journeys. The culture of sharing, feedback, and collaborative building ensures that whether you're in Sydney, Brisbane, or halfway around the world, you've got a direct line to the knowledge and encouragement you need. It's the sense of belonging and limitless curiosity that truly fuels the next wave of innovation in microcontrollers and Python. And as technology continues to evolve, so does the newsletter, adapting its content to serve everyone from school students to industry veterans. If I could leave you with one takeaway, it's this. Staying connected and staying curious are the real secrets to unlocking your potential in the world of embedded hardware. By sharing our successes, our failures, and everything in between, we push the limits of what's possible and build a better, brighter, and more creative tech community for everyone. So subscribe to the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter, experiment with a new project, or reach out to fellow makers, because the next big breakthrough might just come from you. That's all for this week's roundup of Python-powered news and innovations in microcontroller land. Thanks for listening.